Newly qualified drivers in the UK will lose their licence if caught using a mobile phone. I reported this yesterday. Tough new penalties in the UK. Penalty or demerit points for using a phone has now doubled to 6 points, and the fine has increased to the equivalent of $320. The UK government hopes it'll be a strong deterrent for those who keep using handheld mobile phones. And research they're doing in the UK shows that all of a sudden, more accidents are being caused by other people texting or illegally using mobile phones. If you get caught twice in the UK, you accrue 12 points, you'll face court, you'll lose your licence and fines of over $1,600. In New South Wales, drivers caught using their mobile phones without an approved cradle or while on a P licence are fined $325 for demerit points recorded. The fine increases to $433 if you're caught in a school zone. Now, in Queensland, of course, you could be fined $365, have 3 demerit points recorded for using a mobile phone. In Victoria, it's 4 points and a fine of $466. I get contacted by truckies all the time who are a bit above the rest of us on the road and say, Ray, it's rampant. It's rampant. I've been calling for tougher penalties for quite some time. The newly installed Minister for Roads, Maritime and Freight, Melinda Pavey, is on the line right now. Minister, welcome to the show and congratulations on your appointment.
Thanks very much, Ray.
You travel a fair bit, I'd imagine, on the M1. Are you concerned about mobile phone use?
Yeah, I can see the truckies' point of view. As you said, they sit above us and they can look down and see people behaving badly. And I think it is happening way too much, which is why we're putting extra police resources in. We fund through our camera fines. A lot of the highway patrol worked with only about $250 million every year. And we realise that we need to be able to be more agile, which is why we're putting on more police on motorbikes to be able to see the problems and find people. And yeah, it's a big problem. And I'll just also point out that we have now banned P-platers from using it. Now that's causing a lot of heartache for young people.
Yep.
But we've got to remember we've got 8% of our P-platers licensed drivers in New South Wales, yet they take 25% of the road fatalities. So it's a strong message and it's a harsh message. I know how much they love their phones. I know my 17-year-old son is not happy with me on this one, but we've got to do something to drive those statistics down and get the message across. It is not safe to use your phone and drive.
Well, I've got to say, as the parent of a now 19-year-old, from the time she got a licence, being my youngest, I tried to insist that it went in either the boot of the car, as the case may be, or the glove box. So it was out of reach. But see, this is my point, Minister. I take your point that the New South Wales Police are doing as much as they can, and you're, you know, issuing fines with, you know, programs where you spend money on policing. But last year we had 37,000 infringements for phone offences. 37,000. Now, just say you or me as adults, right? If you were to make it $1,500 fine, I'd probably start putting my phone out of the cradle in the boot as well. I just think the deterrent has to be that it just, we all say, well, I can't take the risk anymore. I can't afford that. It's got to go in the back of the car or in the glove box or in the middle console. I can't use it anymore because we got 37,000 last year and it's a growth industry. And I get emails all day from people saying, oh, I'm beside someone texting, you know, other people who are on actually their iPads or something like that. Is there any thought to increasing the fine?
Look, I think, you know, we've got to look at it in with what you say. I mean, we've got to stop the temptation. And if the financial penalty is a way of doing that, well, we've got to do it. But I also have asked the Centre for Road Safety since becoming a minister to help me unlock some data to show the community, rather than just take the big stick approach, actually drill down on some of the data and have a look at the reason we are having an increase in fatalities at the moment. And we are.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And to be able to prove to the community that these fatalities are happening when people are using their phones.
Well, let me say this to you, and you would remember this. George Pacciullo introduced what we now have, RBT, drink driving charges, okay?
And the community hated it. The bush hated it the most.
Hey, listen, I grew up in a culture where blokes would get as full as a state school, drive home and say, and I was guilty of doing it as a young bloke, I can tell you, because the laws were different. Blokes would say, I'm right, mate, the car knows the way home. It'll be sweet.
Yeah.
It finally became even though we still have people drink driving, socially unacceptable for the generation beyond my generation and the next generation to drink and drive. So all of a sudden there's a cultural change. It's also the same as when seatbelts were compulsory. But, oh, I'll drown in the river. If I wear the seatbelt, I'll never get out of the car. That sort of excuse. It's now just, you know, second nature. We all get in the car, we put the seatbelt on. The vast majority of people. But unfortunately, Minister, it's not socially unacceptable at the moment to continue to use your phone illegally in a motor vehicle.
I agree with you.
It hasn't gone to that stage yet, and it must go to that stage.
And it's only going to go to that stage if we help prove the data. And we've got people like you, you know, ramming this common sense message down the community's, throat. We need to understand that this is a problem and it is killing people and it's putting us all in danger. I agree with you. And it has to, you know, we've got to lose the social license to do this. And I thank you for what you're doing in raising this, issue. And also, telling your daughter to put it in the boot or put it in the glove box and get it out of harm's way and out of temptation. And I think that is the right approach. But I'm also supportive of unlocking the data and releasing the information so we can take the community with us as we try and get this message across.
See, from time to time, if mine's in the cradle, as it is, but I get a text message and I'm never going to reply to the text message, but I'll pull over. And I'm probably still in contravention of law by pulling over with the motor running anyway, but I pull over off the road and answer the text. The culture is these days, when I first started doing the job I do now, over 35 years ago, well, once I left work, they could ring me at home or wait until I came back to work the next day. But we're all in this, and you're probably the same.
Absolutely.
Where you've got that device in your hand and someone says, what about this, Melinda? What about this, Ray? And you know, I've got to answer this straight away, when in fact none of this is urgent. You know, we can all wait until we get home.
Yeah. Especially our kids at night, you know. Having that in their bedrooms is probably one of the worst things in terms of, you know, mental health issues and just being absolutely exhausted. You know, we've got to turn them off, have them at the dining table and not have them in our bedroom.
Well, on another matter, I mean, and I've spoken about this before, and I'm probably guilty of this from time to time, although, you know, if I'm sitting dining by myself, I might just, you know, have a look at a few things and text a few people while I'm sitting there. But I saw a young couple recently at a restaurant, and I was sitting across from them. They sat there, and they looked like a young married couple. They never looked up at their phones for 45 minutes. They never spoke. The meals were served. They put their phones down to eat. And as soon as it was finished, they got the phones back up and started texting or looking at things. Social media, I suspect. Now, if that's where we're headed, we're all in strife.
I think so. I think so, yes. There's got to be some phone-free zones.
Phone-free zones.
For the sake of romances and families.
All right. Well, look, I'll be interested in that data when it is published because I think you'll find, as they found in the UK, more and more fatalities are caused by people diverting their attention away from the road to the mobile phone. I appreciate talking to you and well done again on the appointment. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Melinda Pavey, who's the new Minister for Roads, Maritime and Freight in the state of New South Wales.